with Tania Williams. Congratulations, Tania, on a fantastic show. Now, I know that you've been working on this show for quite some time. Could you just give me and the listeners an idea of where this show's come from and what it means for you?
Okay, it started about 5 or 6 years ago. I'm not sure. I was living in Oamaru. And I've always wanted to paint cats. I've had an idea of a series of cat paintings. But I also had a series of ship paintings happening at the same time. And so I kind of had these two different ideas running parallel. And at some stage, I realised that, hey, you know, I need someone to steer the ships. Why not put the cats in there?
Awesome.
So the cats and the ships joined forces, and they became flying cat ships. And they're all flying in the air.
Uh-huh.
Because I've always loved things that fly in the air. I like things that aren't supposed to be in the air. I like to see them in the air. So right. Flying people, flying cats, flying ships. I've planned to have a few flying houses happening in further paintings. And it actually started from a dream that I had when I was about 5 or 6 years old. It's actually the earliest dream I recall ever having. And
wow.
My brother and I were in a little boat about the size of a bathtub, and we were travelling over Hastings, which is where we were living at the time, and we were going on a great adventure somewhere, and I don't know where.
Right.
Anyway, that dream has stayed with me for all this time, and I've just never forgotten that dream, and I thought, hey, you know, I'll draw upon that, because someone said to me once upon a time that the earliest dream is very important,
yeah.
That it somehow... there's some kind of message in there about what you're supposed to be doing with your life. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. I wonder what my earliest dream was. And I thought back and I remembered it.
The paintings have quite a specific kind of theme, obviously the flying cats and the ships.
Yeah.
But each individual painting also has a specific story behind it. How many paintings are there in the collection, and what kind of story follows through on through those paintings?
Okay, there's 6 paintings in the series. There was a 7th one, which I didn't have time to finish, and there's a few more that are still on the drawing board. So I don't know how many there will be once I finish. Now, the story is about Mowgli. Mowgli is she's the main character, and she's actually my cat who lives with my mother in Brisbane.
Oh.
And she is she's a student of Nacronitz, who is the magician, and he's actually in a couple of the paintings. And so she's learning to be a magician. She's also learning sword fighting. And basically she belongs to the Fellowship of the Invisible Sword, and they are fighting another very dark and evil group, and I haven't quite figured out what their name is
right yet.
It's a work in progress.
So it's quite a complex story.
I'm actually writing a book about it.
Right.
Yeah, so
fabulous. I was going to ask you that, because it sounds like something that needs to be written down.
Yeah. Well, these paintings are all going to be illustrations in that story when I end up writing it. Yeah, it's quite a long story, and when I finish it, it'll be able to be read on several different levels. So it'll be on a simple level for children, but there'll also be a deeper level for adults.
Right.
So it'll be like multi-leveled, hopefully. Maybe a little bit like Harry Potter or The Lord of the Rings or something like that.
Okay.
Something that children like, but adults like just as well.
Yep. And your paintings do kind of operate on all those levels, don't they? Because, you know, everybody loves cats, whatever age.
Mm.
There's a playful nature in your work as well, but there's also, you know, serious messages in there.
That's right.
Do you find painting for you is therapeutic, in that you kind of work through stuff through your paintings?
Yes, I do. I find it very therapeutic. It's essential. I couldn't imagine life without painting, in fact. But it's also a lot of fun. I get a lot of enjoyment out of it.
Yeah.
And I learn a lot through the process.
Yeah.
I've also seen on your website, artspiral.co.nz, that you, just going back to that dream that you were talking about, you do run classes where people can kind of work through their dreams through painting and drawing. Is that right?
Yes, I do have a dream painting class that I offer from time to time, where people learn to analyze their own dreams, to try to understand the language of their own dreams, and then we do a painting of it as well. You don't need to do a painting of your dreams, but it helps the process because it kind of bypasses the conscious mind.
I know that you teach a lot of art and painting, and you've just started some classes in Featherston. Can you just give me a rundown of what kind of classes you're offering at the moment?
I'm starting a class this Sunday, actually. It's a drawing class, and it's a five-part drawing class that goes for about 2.5 months. It happens every 2 to 3 weeks on a Sunday. And basically it's for people who believe that they can't draw.
Right, it's there's for, lots of people out yes, there like that.
Probably 95% of people yeah, don't think they can draw, but that's actually a fallacy. We can all draw.
Yep.
It's like reading and writing. If you can read and write, and if you can drive a car, you can draw. It's right, just a matter of believing it and learning a few simple techniques. It's like visual grammar.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to learn to write and read and write, you have to learn grammar first.
Yeah.
You don't just automatically pick up a pen and start writing or reading.
No.
It's the same with drawing.
Yeah.
You don't just pick up a pencil and suddenly you know how to draw, whereas a lot of people think that that's how it's done, but in reality, you have to learn the grammar, and that's what I'm teaching. I'm teaching the grammar, the visual grammar of drawing, so that at the end of the 5 weeks, someone who could only draw stick figures is able to do really realistic drawings.
Wow.
Of people, of faces, or anything they want to draw.
Oh, it sounds lovely. Now, I know that you teach, I've been on a couple of your art classes where you use the technique drawing from the right side of the brain. Does this course also use those techniques?
Yes,
or
yes, it's the same. It's exactly the same class. Yeah.
Well, I can highly recommend it.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you also run tours as well, because you've got a huge interest in South America, don't you, and South American culture.
Yes, I'm planning to run a tour to Mexico. Probably the next one won't be until 2014 now, because next year I've decided to study film in Wellington, so that'll keep me busy for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have a background in anthropology and archaeology, so there will be art, kind of archaeological, anthropological art tours, so a little bit of everything thrown in there. We'll be visiting some of the Mayan archaeological sites, so we'll be, you know, painting and drawing, you know, beautiful temples in the jungle, visit a couple of interesting museums, and just drawing the indigenous culture and all the colour and the textiles. It's just a very colourful place, Mexico.
Marvellous.
Nice place to learn to paint.
Absolutely. I expect people's artistic kind of creativity really starts to flow in an environment like that.
It does, yeah. It's very inspiring.
Do you find with your inspiration, does it come from living artists today, or is it from artists that have been and gone? Where do you draw a lot of your inspiration from?
I draw it from a lot of different areas. Not so much other artists, I think. Although I do have a few favourite artists. I like Hundert Wasser. I must say he's really inspired me. Gustav Moreau is another one that's really inspired me. Van Gogh inspires me because he paints very freely, something that I can't do. He's very expressionistic, and I keep trying to be that, but I end up being very detailed. I take it from a lot of... I really have to think a lot about that question, but I take it from life, I think, just what I see around me. I am interested in mystical things, so a lot of my painting is quite mystical.
Yeah.
And indigenous cultures, that's another inspiration.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that all those elements seem to come through in this collection you've got here today at Colour for Art Gallery in Kurupuni. And it really is fabulous. Now, you're also showing your exhibition here alongside Carol Banner. She's also interested in cats, isn't she?
She loves cats as well, and she's got a few more cats than me. She does pastel work, very, very intricate. It's a little bit similar to Escher. If anyone knows Escher, there's a real strong design element in there. You know, moths and plants and animals. She kind of mixes plants and animals together into really interesting design.
And you mentioned that next year you're going to do a study film in Wellington. Is that an actual course at the university there?
No, it's at the film school in Vivian Street, and it's a full-time course.
Wow.
5 days a week, so that'll be very, very interesting. I'll And been interested in film for quite a long time. So it'd be good to finally do a really good course.
Absolutely. And so your commute from Featherston to Wellington?
No, I'm thinking about moving down there for the year.
Come back, won't you?
I will. I just don't want to go over the hill every day.
No, it is a bit of a slog, isn't it?
Yeah, it would exhaust me completely.
And you've done film in the past. Would this be kind of crystallising something that you've dabbled in the past?
Yeah, when I was living in Oamaru, I used to work at the TV station there, and I did a bit of reporting, and I actually read the news once. And I read the news quite a few times, but I did the weather report once.
Oh, fabulous. I think that's everyone's dream.
Well, yes, I was a weather girl for one night. So that's where I really learned about film editing, and I loved film editing. I didn't really like the reporting that much. I prefer to be behind the camera, the creative stuff. And then I'm actually making two documentary films at the moment. One is about eccentric people living in Oamaru, and the other one is about indigenous medical systems.
Right. Sounds fascinating.
In Mexico, I've already interviewed a Mexican and an Andean healer, and I'm looking at also interviewing a Maori healer or Tahunga.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah, so probably in a few years' time they might be ready.
Well, you've got enough to keep you busy, and I'm keeping you from your guests. Again, congratulations on what is a fabulous exhibition. It's running here from today, which
up until the 16th of November.
Great. And people can just wander in, because there's a shop at the front, isn't there, and you just wander through to the back?
Yep, any time at all, as long as the gallery's open.
Brilliant. And the works of art, they're for sale?
Yes, everything's for sale.
Lovely. Thank you very much indeed, and good luck with your future projects.
Thank you.
Robertson. I think it's absolutely wonderful. There is just so many iconic photos here where you look at it and go, rural Wairarapa.
Yep.
And then looking over at Tanya's ones, the cats are amazing. There's the eyes of the cats in the corner, and I want to buy them. I love the colours and her texture with the brush, and how she manages to mix all the purples and the blues and all that together.
Yep.
Can you talk to Tanya about, you know, her Mayan stuff and her trip overseas? She's an amazing lady.
Absolutely.
I'm Anna Marie Kingsley. I know Tanya's worked through the Y Art Group. She comes to our art group meetings once a month on a Monday.
Right.
And she shows us her work there, the new painting she's been working on. And I know Carol Banner's worked for a long time. I've got one of her paintings at home.
And you're a cat lover as well.
Yes, I have a very large cat at home.
Yes. Excellent. And I've been really interested in talking to Tanya about the kind of spiritual and mystical element of her work. Is that something that you particularly enjoy in her work?
Or I actually really like the illustrative quality of it. I'm really looking forward to, I think she's writing a book, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Has she written it already, or she is in the process of writing?
I think it's in progress, yeah.
In progress. I'm looking forward to reading that, because I think the pictures are beautiful.
Yep.
And I think the illusion of what they're what they're talking about is just fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that when it's actually published.
Marvellous. And
really good.
Are you an artist as well?
Yes.
And what's your?
I'm known as the Tap Lady.
The Tap Lady.
Yes, right. I paint large paintings of taps. Very industrial.
Yeah.
Well, they were till I put the material in the flowers, and they became a lot more feminine. But they're
fantastic. When did you start becoming interested in taps?
That was about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It was through. I was doing blowcart anyway, so it was bottles and things out of Granddad's shed, and there was a whole heap of like plumber's tools and things like that I found at the back of my father-in-law's shed. And through that, it became very popular.
Yep.
And I mean, the market's quite small, but it is a niche market. It's trying to get women to allow their husband to put a painting of a biggie but dirty taps on the wall is always a bit tricky. But now that they've incorporated the flowers in them, a lot more women are warming to them, shall we say.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Yeah, that's good.
Sweet. And do you have any exhibitions, or where can we see your work?
The calendar, Y Art Calendar exhibition, is opening on Wednesday.
Right.
Yes, next Wednesday at the Event Centre in Carterton.
Fabulous.
I'll have one painting in that.
Yep.
That's a really good exhibition to go and see. It's a People's Choice voting competition exhibition, so you choose, the public come in and they choose 12 of their favourite paintings, and then they, the 12 favourite, go into a calendar for 2014.
And how long does that run for?
That's 2 months, it goes till the very beginning of December.
For a while, it's a pervious state, it's the perfect dream.